Luke chapter 1, verse 41 through 44. A date with destiny. I want to invite you, I want to challenge you this morning to go somewhere with me. I want you to go back to the very best date that you ever had. I'll wait. I know some of you have to think a little longer. Okay. The very best date that you ever had. There yet? That date perhaps was a time in which the excitement, the anticipation,
yes,
almost scared you to death. I mean, you are wondering what to wear, and you have to get your nails done and your hair,
make your face
look. Fellas, you have to go to the gym that morning, stop by the dry cleaners, and make sure everything was in place.
Yeah.
And so this date you were looking forward to, you knew that that date had the potential to birth something good. It really wasn't about that date. It was about what could happen after the date. We in church. Stay with me. So you go on the date, and as you waited for that person to arrive, will he be tall enough? Will she fit what I'm looking for? Will he be bald? Will she be bougie? All those thoughts enter your mind. And then suddenly that person appears. And you say, that's exactly what I was looking for right there. And you sit down and the atmosphere and the ambiance is everything is there. The candlelights and the music and nice wine and the food is great. And you begin to talk. I said wine. Come on, church folk. And you begin to talk. I'm looking like, yeah, I need to quit. And the relationship began. And when the relationship started as a result of the date, you departed, you went home, and doubt stepped into your mind. He can't be all that. She can't be all that. Something is wrong. See, when doubt steps in, doubt cancels out your faith. Doubt and faith can't cohabitate. They can't live in the same place. And because you allow doubt to come in, now you're on the fast track to messing up your date with destiny. Because you think it will happen like the last date, so you go ahead of God and you mess up your date with destiny. And you wonder why it always works out great until we meet. And the only thing the meetings have in place is you show up. So maybe you are the problem. Maybe you need to check yourself. Maybe you need to allow yourself just to relax.
All right,
and God will bring bring it to me.
All right, man.
In life, God has this way of connecting us with the people that He wants to connect us with.
All right, man.
Now, when God get ready to connect you with some people, He sometimes have to disconnect you from some others.
But I like her.
And God is saying, but you can't bring that person into this new relationship. And so God sometimes begins to allow people to be disconnected from your life. And you saying, God, I'm going to cry about this thing. I'm going to pray about it. And God is saying, but if I give you that, you will never meet what's in store for you. See, some of us, we have too much baggage that we're carrying. And that is that God is trying to introduce us to someone, but we keep trying to hold on to something else. If it's broken, if it's messed up, if you prayed about it, why are you still holding on? See, what you're saying to God is, God, I don't trust you to do what I prayed and asked for. And so what God is saying, if you trust me, I'll lead you, guide you to your perfect date. Now, a date is not just where we connect, where we go, where we meet. A date is a journey which lasts throughout a relationship, throughout a lifetime. Fellas, in order to heat up the night, you must put the gas on the fire in the morning.
All right, man.
Dating is not a 7 p.m. thing. Dating begins at 7 a.m. So when you begin at 7 a.m., everything is already tender and ready to go at 7 p.m. So God is saying, if you allow me to put everything in place, when you get there, it's already set.
That's right.
Now, young ladies, watch this. You don't have to go looking for a date.
All right, now.
If you're a virtuous woman, He'll find you.
That's right.
If you gotta go look for somebody, go look for a date, you must don't have what you need. Because when you know you got what you need, baby, I can sit here 5 days to come because I got it. I'm a virtuous woman.
All right, now.
And when he comes,
yes,
he needs to look like he already got something for you.
Amen.
All right, now.
Oh, Lord.
That's all right.
Now, when he gets there,
yes,
if you have to bring him, he's not the one.
That's right.
If Deacon Don had to drop him off in the church van, he's not the one.
That's right.
If he's looking for you to hook him up with a job where you work, he's not the one.
That's
right. When he gets there, that package needs to be already complete.
Right.
So that when you come and you become a part of it, you just add on.
That's right.
So if you get laid off, don't worry about it, baby. We all right.
I got you, man.
You want to quit your job? That's all right, baby. I got you.
That's right. That's right.
That's what he looks like.
That's right.
When you connect with destiny,
yes,
everything that you need is tied up in the moment.
All right, man.
And because it's tied up in the moment, when the situation changes or whatever is happening stop happening, it doesn't break him down.
All right.
Too many of us, we're connected to something that if that something falls apart, we're through.
All right, now.
You have to know that God has created you.
That's right.
And that is, if I don't have a job where I used to work, God placed inside of me creativity. I'll make a job out of a straw patch.
All right, now.
Because I'm a child of God.
That's right.
God has placed inside of me something that is so creative, I'll make something happen when there's nothing happening. I'll sell some ice in Alaska when they don't even want it, because God has put that talent inside.
right.
Now the Bible says that your gift will make room for you.
That's right.
In other words, God is saying, I put something inside of you, and you don't have to jump, fight for a position.
That's right.
That the gift will begin to open up doors for you.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Elizabeth married a man.
All right, now.
And he was a man that was full of doubt.
All right.
Elizabeth's husband, Zacharias.
Yes.
Was a priest.
Yes, he was.
He was in the church.
Yes.
But he wasn't believing what he was hearing.
All right, he's bad for you.
It kills me sometimes when things happen and you discover that a preacher who has been preaching hasn't been practicing
what he preached.
Amen. What he preached. All right. All right. All right.
Now don't get it confused.
All right now.
Being a preacher don't make you perfect.
That's right.
You got some struggles, just like you got some struggles.
That's right.
I deal with the same issues that you deal
that's
with.
Right.
I'm not going to stand here and say, I got it all together. Baby, I got some stuff in my closet. If I swung it over, you'd get up out of this church and you would leave.
All right.
And the only thing that's keeping you here is that you got the same thing in your closet.
Right.
See, God is not after a title or a position.
That's
He's after someone who's after his heart.
Yeah.
You're going to trip up sometimes, but he says, be about me. Chase after me. And when you seek righteousness, he says, I'll give you everything that you need.
Yeah.
What you have is not based off your talents. It's the gift of God. You don't qualify for the job. You can't pay for the house. You're struggling right now. But somehow, God keep on giving you what you need. And you keep on smiling. And you keep on working. And you keep on praising it. And you keep on going. Mary comes to a house.
Yes.
And she comes to Elizabeth and Zachariah's house.
Yes, Lord.
When she gets there, she's pregnant with Jesus.
Yes.
Now, God knows who to send in your path.
That's right.
Before Mary got there, God had to deal with Zacharias.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit came to Zacharias and said, I know you're old, but your wife gonna get pregnant.
That's right.
He said, yeah, believe. Right.
Yeah, he didn't believe y'all.
You know when God has something in store for you, you're going to get it.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
It kills me to hear women say, I'm 30. And you know, I better hurry up and have a child. I'm getting too old. Baby, you can be 50. When God says it's time for you to get pregnant, you're getting pregnant at 59 and a half. God don't care about your age. When God says, I got a blessing for you, you can be unemployed, underemployed, just got laid off, no job, it don't matter. When God says, I got something for you, he doesn't care about the situation or the circumstances. He says, I'm coming above that because the favor of God is going to meet you where you are. Zacharias said, I'm too old and Elizabeth is too old.
That's all right.
And so God dealt with him by shutting his mouth.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
God says, you won't speak another word
until after
you see.
That's right.
And you know what?
That's right.
God needs to deal with some of us that way. Because inside of us, there's a destiny. There's a vision. But somebody told you it couldn't happen. And so you believe what somebody said instead of believing what the Creator said about you and gave you birth so that he can birth it out of you. You're not here because mom and dad hooked up. You're here because God says you have a destiny and I'm taking you somewhere. If you trust me, if you believe me, baby, I'll walk out this thing in you. Don't you let go of God unchanging hand. Because they say you can't do it. And they say you need this. And they say you don't qualify. I don't care what you say. Let me tell you what God said about me. That's the only thing that I'm concerned is what he says about me. You can talk that foolishness if you want to. But God said something else. And I choose to believe what God said over what man said. And so he says to Zacharias, you won't speak until it
comes. After the baby. That's right.
And so Mary shows up one day, and Mary shows up at Zacharias and Elizabeth's house.
Yeah.
And when Mary shows up, The Bible calls it salutation, which means she just says hello.
Yeah.
When you are in the presence of the person that has provoked the dream inside of you, all they have to do is say hello. All they have to do is say amen. All they have to do is say I believe in you. All they have to do is say I'm standing by your side. All they have to do is speak little words to you, but it's words of encouragement. And so when Mary said hello to Elizabeth, Elizabeth said, whoa, stop right there. When you open your mouth, my baby leaped.
Amen.
In other words, when you open your mouth, you release something inside of me.
Yeah.
Somebody's listening to you.
Amen.
Somebody is being encouraged by the words that come out of your mouth. When you say something, you need to know that life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
We need to stop killing folk with our doubt and start giving them life by speaking blessings into them. Yes. You need to begin to speak good things to folk. Life gives you enough of bad stuff. Life gives you enough of mountains to climb. Life gives you enough battles to go through. I need somebody to speak some stuff into my life. Tell me God is going to make my way out of no way. Tell me God delivers you. Tell me God is helping you to pay your bills. Tell me something good. Tell me about the goodness of God. I don't need you to tell me the foolishness. I can look at TV and see that. I need somebody to speak the word of the Lord into my life.
Yes.
And so when Mary was in the presence of Elizabeth, the baby leaped. And that is to say, Mary's word provoked.
That's right.
Elizabeth.
That's right.
Now, when you provoke something, that means that you stir up something. You may not want to go towards your dream, but when the right person speaks to you, they provoke you to greatness. There's some folk that God has placed in your life. When you get tired, that person speaks and it wakes you up again. There's some folk that is in your life that is encouraging you even when you feel like giving up. There's some people in your life that will not allow you to give up because they keep saying, I believe in you. I see where you're going. Even when you don't see it, they say, I believe in you. Don't you stop. You got to keep going because God has something special for you. And see, what God was dealing with is that when Mary moved into the presence of Elizabeth, what she did was walked into the presence of God. When you're in the presence of God, that's when you have a date with destiny. And when you have a date with destiny, you better know that there's some good stuff that's going to come from that. See, when you meet that person and you understand that I'm in the presence of the person that I need to be with, what you understand is that that person is going to give birth to everything that is inside of you. Even when you want to quit, they're going to make you keep going. See, you got to know who to connect with. And so what Mary said is that when I'm in the presence of Elizabeth and the baby leaped, the Bible then says, now she spoke out. In other words, she understood that what leaped inside of her was the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That feeling that you have inside of you when all odds are against you is the Holy Spirit. That feeling that you have inside of you when people say you can't go any further, that's the Holy Spirit telling you, get up. See, because a good man falls down, but he gets up again. When people tell you it's over, and that feeling, that voice that speaks inside of you, that's the Holy Spirit that is dealing with you. And you got to learn how to listen to what God is saying. Because whenever God gives you vision, he'll give you provision. I don't know how I'm going to pay for this house, baby, but I know that God will provide. I don't know how I'm going to pay for these children to go to school, but God will provide. I don't know how I'm going to pay for this and pay for that, but I know that God will provide. See, but you got to have a relationship with God to know that God will provide. Have you ever tried God? Have you ever found yourself going through something and say, I'm going to try God right here? I don't have any money, but I'm full of faith. I don't have any friends, but I'm full of faith. You got to try God. You got to allow the Holy Spirit to provoke the man inside of you and say, I'm going to get up and run and see what the end is going to be. I may be by myself, but I'm going to run and see what the end is going to be. I may be without, but I'm going to run and see what the end is going to be. I may be broke. but I'm going to run. You see, my head is going to be. I may be proud of everything, but I'm tired of God. But I'm going to run. You see, my head is going to be. Because I know who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Baby, what God started in you, you better believe you're going to finish that thing. You're going to finish that thing. You're going to make it through. You're going to get to the other side. I may get up and go under and I did. But I'm going to make it to the other side. I may be without praying, but I'm going to make it to the other side. Because God told me I'm going through this thing. Hell or high water, I'm going through. Without a friend, I'm going through. Without anybody believing in me, I'm going through. By myself, I'm going through. That you're going through something. And that which you're going through, you got to understand that God has commissioned you to go through that thing. And now when you begin to go through something, it gets really dark sometimes. And when it gets dark, so-called friends leave you alone because they can't see. But you say, I'm not walking about sight, baby. I'm walking by faith, baby. I don't need to see. I can close my eyes in this fight. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. I don't need to see you, Satan. I can smell you. I don't need to see you, backbiter. I can smell you. I don't need to see you, haters. I can smell you. See, God is walking some stuff out of your life. God is saying, come on, baby, walk with me. Walk with me just a little while. But God, no, 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 no. Come on, walk with me. Come on, walk with me. We're going to the other side. Now, it's going to get dark sometimes. But come on, walk with me. Now, we're going to go through the valley. And in the valley, nobody can see, but come on and walk with me. Sometimes you're going to have to go over the mountains, but come on and walk with me. And as you walk, God is saying, but I'll never leave you, never forsake me. You mean, God, even if I do wrong, baby, I'm right there with you. The Bible declares he is from the east to the west. He is north and he is south, baby. Wherever you are this morning, you need to know that your mess is not too bad for God. God will jump in your mess. That's the thing that I love about God. God doesn't care how you got there, baby. He just says, call upon my name. And when you call upon my name, I show up in your mess. I show up in your finances. I show up in your health. I show up in your relationship. I'll even show up in your mind that is double-minded. Baby, call upon the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Have you ever called on the name of Jesus? Won't he make a way out of no way? Won't he deliver you? Won't he be your savior? Won't he be a friend? Won't he walk with you? Won't he dry your tears? Won't he hold you? Won't he rock you? Won't he be a friend to you? Won't he stand by your side? Have you ever tried the Lord? Won't he make a way? He just wants you to trust him. He just wants you to trust him. And so now listen, watch this now. So God is saying, I gotta take you to a place to show you who I am. In the valley, baby, you'll see who I am. God will put you in a place where nobody else is around. The friend that used to stand there, they disappear. And God will let you see all around you. Where's John now? Where's Jim now? Where's Benny now? Nobody there but God. And God is saying, look at all your enemies. It's five against one. And if you look at it in the natural, baby, you through. But you got to know me plus God equal victory every time. If I just have one person just to touch and agree with me, the Bible declares, if you can touch and agree, you ought to reach out this morning and touch somebody. You ought to reach this morning and say, God, I'm touching you in the spirit. You ought to reach this morning. Reach for your child this morning. You ought to reach this morning. Reach for your blessings. You ought to reach this morning. Come on and reach for your finances. You ought to reach this morning. Come on and reach for that thing that you're dreaming every night. You ought to reach for it this morning. Reach, reach in faith, reach in faith, reach in faith. For somebody this morning that is in the spirit, this is your date with destiny. The music is going, the lights are turned down, the ambiance is in the atmosphere, the Holy Spirit is here. Baby, ain't no date no better than this one. I was destined to get this word this morning. somewhere this morning. Now I had to meet God all over again. And God says, come on to life changing this morning. I'm going to give you a life changing experience. I'm going to take you somewhere. And when I change you this morning, you will never be changed again. You will never go back to the old habits. You will never desire what you used to desire. Oh, when God takes hold of your life, when God steps in, the things that used to make me excited don't excite me anymore. Baby, you got to give me a word to excite me now. You promising to come over don't excite me, baby. You promising to meet me somewhere, that don't excite me, baby. You want to excite me, you pray with me. You want to excite me, you tell me. God's hands upon me. You want to excite me, baby. You speak a word into my life. You want to excite me, baby. You better tell me the promises of God. That's what makes me excited. When you begin to tell me that Jesus Christ died on an old rugged cross, that excites me. And he died for a sinner like me. That excites me. And then on the third day, he rose again. That excites me. And then on the third day, when he rose, he gave me all power. That excites me. The power to get over my brokenness. The power to get over everything. The power to overcome. That excites me. When I know that God has changed me, I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about what God is going to do. I'm excited about the move of God. I'm not looking for a movement. I'm looking for the move of God. Man can give you a movement, but the movement stops swinging. But when God moves you, baby, I'm planted like a tree that shall not be moved. Hell, how water come? I shall not be moved. You say what you want, but I know what God said to me, baby. I shall not be moved. My situation may not look like it, baby, but somehow in the end of this week, my bills will be paid. My children will be fed. I will have a party right here. I will have roof over my head. God has spoken that thing into my life. Come on and give him some praise this morning. Come on and give him some praise this morning. You're having a day for destiny this morning. Come on and love on him right now. God is in this place. You gotta love on him this morning. I said, God, that I serve, baby. He makes ways out of no way. You ought to try the Lord this morning. Won't he make a way? Won't he make a way? I don't know about you, but I'm trying. Somebody tried one Sunday morning. He came to see about you. Somebody was touched one Monday morning. He came to see about you. One Tuesday morning, he came to see about you. One Wednesday, he came to see about you. One Thursday, God touched somebody. He came to see about you. One Friday, he touched somebody. God came to see about you. One Saturday, he touched somebody. Somebody was in the club, and God still spoke a word to you. You were driving down the street, and God still spoke to you. You got to know when God got something to say, baby. He's going to say it to you. And if you just believe, baby, he'll cause the spirit in you to leap. When nobody believes in you, baby, you say, I'm walking by faith. Not by sight. I know what my credit score says, but I'm walking by faith. I know what my situation looked like, but I'm walking by faith. See, you got to understand this morning that God strategically placed you here to have a date with destiny. And that is, you're here this morning because you have a rhema word. You're receiving what God is saying to you. Forget about the person to your left. Forget about the person to your right, baby. God is dealing with you and you and you. God is dealing with you on a one-on-one. That's the rhema word. The rhema word knows how to get to you. The rhema word knows how to get to your situation. The rhema word knows how to be a hope in a hopeless situation. The rhema word know how to lift you when you're down. Know how to see you through when you see no way out. Somebody this morning, you're having a date with destiny. And God is saying, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? You asked me to show up. You picked the place. You chose the time. What are you going to do with it? God is in this place. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to reject it? What are you going to do with God this morning? What are you going to do with God this morning? He says, I gave you my only begotten Son, who stepped forth on an old rugged cross, died so that you can have life and life more abundantly. What are you going to do with Christ this morning? As the deacons come, will you receive him as your personal Savior this morning? Will you receive him? Do you know him? I mean, you tried some stuff in life. You tried some people in life. And I guarantee you, you're in a place right now There's none greater.
None greater.
I'm talking about the God that delivers you when you thought you were going to lose your mind going through that situation. I'm talking about the God when the doctor says you're through, he says healing into your body. You've tried, you know who he is. He says you've searched me. And as you search me, you know I'm the God that I say I am. You know that I'm the God who has a covenant relationship with you. And a covenant relationship is a relationship that cannot be broken.
Hallelujah.
You may sin, you may backslide, and God says to Jeremiah, I'm married to the backslider. That's why I love him. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. He's married to me even when I'm not faithful to him. Tried the Lord. I mean, really try. And you know that God will make a way out of no way. If that's you this morning, go ahead and lift your hands and begin to praise God. Because you know that there's nobody greater. Nobody greater. He says, now, when you lift your hands, you're worshiping. When you're lifting your hands, you're submitting to me. You're saying, God, come and tell me and have your way. But you got to trust him because you got to know that there's nobody greater than him. You got to know that he knows where you're going, how to get you there, how to take you over obstacles, under the valleys, and through the mountains. You got to trust him. And if you're here this morning, you don't have a personal relationship with them, we invite you to come right now. If you need a church home, never been baptized, never confessed Christ as your personal Savior, we invite you, we beg you to come right now. This is your moment. Hallelujah. Worship the name of the Lord. You tried friends, you tried brothers, you tried alcohol, you tried this, and God says, try me, baby. Try me, baby. He says, I'm big and I keep my promise. Try me. You're here this morning, not sure about your salvation. I guarantee you, I promise you, there's nobody greater than him. I promise you, he'll never let you down. I promise you, he'll be a God that you will never, ever, ever have to worry about anything. Because he says, cast all your care upon me. Will there be another this morning? No church home. No church home. Not sure about your salvation. We invite you to come this morning.
Nobody
greater. Have you ever done this morning?
Nobody greater.
today.